was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings. As the night rolls in on the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hey, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, and we will be joined by Lori Anderson shortly. And we are on tonight with Grindall 61 out of California, an activist, a liberty activist, an anti-NWO Agenda 21 exposer. This guy is incredible. We've been sharing his stuff and watching him very closely for quite a long time. And you know this social engineering experiments of YouTube and Twitter and Facebook going on, well, they're throttling him down pretty bad. So we need you folks out there to be grabbing a hold of his material and spreading it far and wide. So it's Grindall. How are you doing, brother?
I'm great, Tom. You could call me Gary. I'd rather go by my real name. Gary Galino is my name.
Yeah, well, I try and promote your work, so...
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I mean, I'm fine that you say Grindall, but I do have a real name, too, so
yes,
I'd rather
Gary,
just go
yes,
by that.
That'll work, buddy. But so for you out there listening, oh, my God, I was talking to my buddy Sal from New York, and I actually used the term use. Use out there, you can find Gary on YouTube with Grindall61 YouTube channel, and he's got a... God, just the videos that you expose these people. We say expose. These people are fine with what they're doing, aren't they, Gary?
Oh yeah, there is absolutely no shame. Well, the thing is, you know, in California, the Democrat Party has a supermajority in the state legislature, and so just me personally, I just assume everyone's a Democrat when I'm walking around town and whatnot, and so because they have so much power and control. They think they're in the right, and that's how they act.
It blows my mind that this. I was watching some of the content of La Raza and the park that they took over. Can you tell me a little bit about what in the heck they actually took this park over and reclaimed it for what? Can you explain this to my audience?
Yeah, so down in San Diego, And really, in California, you know, we have San Diego, L.A., and the Bay Area, and I'm in the L.A. area. And if you watch my videos, the L.A. area is really bad. But I think that we're at number three. I think the Bay Area is the worst, and then San Diego is second, and then we're number three. But down in San Diego, back in, I believe, the 1970s, I don't really know the history of it. Some people that I know that live there know it much better than I do. But the city council basically made a decree or a designation to this one part of town. It's called Barrio Logan is like the area. And then there's a park called Chicano Park. And they basically gave it over to this group. And within the city, there's something called the Chicano Park Steering Committee. It's like one of these unelected boards. And they basically control the park. And the people who live in that area, for the last 40 years, they claim that the area, I don't know how big it is, but it's probably a couple square miles, but they claim that the area is a part of Aztlan, A-Z-T-L-A-N, and what that is there is a movement to take back the 8 states that were once part of Mexico, and not be part of Mexico, but to be its own country of Chicano people. And that's the whole idea of the illegal immigration with the, you know, in California, there's now a Latino majority. That's really what's going on. And so if you go down to that area, they claim that it's not America. And it's a literal no-go zone like we hear about in Europe with the Muslim areas. There's an actual no-go zone in San Diego where if you are white or, you know, basically non-Hispanic, they will run you out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And they use type of Marxist tactics, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's a very leftist communist ideology down there. They have murals all over the place on the walls in the park, and you just got to see it for yourself what's on there. But they got swastikas on these murals, the old-fashioned swastikas, because I guess the guy who was involved in all this, he was a Nazi sympathizer way back when. So they
they're Fabian. They're Fabian socialists. They're sympathetic to the Nazi cause,
right? And they, you know, there's pictures of Che Guevara. There's pictures of Fidel Castro. All kinds of anti-American imagery. All kinds of anti-American language. During the summertime, some guys that I know, they went down there and they basically, well, we could just call it a social experiment. They knew it was going to happen. But about 5 guys went down to the park during the summer with a couple boxes of pizza and sat down. And within 10 minutes, they had about 500 people surrounding them. And they would have been lynched had it not been for the police. I mean, these guys would have killed them. And it's on video. You can watch the videos online of what happened a few months ago down there. So it's a real thing.
What you're talking about is if government officials aren't doing anything about it, this is treason.
Well, yeah, and that's actually, I don't know all of the details because I, you know, I get a lot of emails and I haven't had a chance to really look at it, but one of the guys I know there, I guess they paid an attorney, and the attorney wrote a letter to the city saying that our rights were violated, that the police violated our rights, because instead of the police allowing them to stay, the police basically said, this is way too dangerous, let's just get you out of here, you've made your point. And the police basically made them get out.
No. Their job was to arrest the people that were... No, see, that they just did it backwards is what they did because it was easier. And that's not right.
Yeah, and so this is the part that I don't know too much about. So the city attorney of San Diego, I guess, shot back a letter. I think it was on the local news down there. And she said that that she justified what happened over the summer where they got driven out of there and called them Nazis and white supremacists. So that's what's going on in the San Diego government. They are allowing this to go on.
Sorry about that. I'm in a environment with a lot of noise. So they're allowing this to go on, and you know, this is what bothers me. You have entities like the Center for Biological Diversity that can use its lawyers to attack the federal government to the point and pressure them to the point where they go in and they try and push ranchers off their land. But you don't have any organizations that are backed by constitutional patriots that are doing the same to these treasonous scumbags in California to pressure them to eradicate these racists. And I love you know, the term I don't like using, but these really are racial supremacists. A lot of noise on the line.
Yeah, they are. No, well, and that's what Lori was, we were going to talk about is, you know, there's a group called La Raza, and they are an actual supremacist group, and they believe they're the master race. And we have that going on within these states that they are trying to take over. And I, you know, it's not that I condone it, but, you know, to me, it is what it is. But what I don't like is I don't like putting the TV on every day and hearing about white people and white supremacy. You know, all these people that say that, they've never seen a white supremacist or a Klansman in their life, yet they say this every day. But I could tell you right now, I've seen these people from La Raza in person before. You know, I mean, I've been out to events and seen them. I've never seen a Klansman. You know, I've never really seen white power people, but I see this other stuff all the time, and it's not talked about. It's just swept under the rug, and you know, basically, it's all political correctness. That's why the City Council of San Diego is allowing this, because they don't want to be denoted as racist. And believe it or not, the mayor of San Diego is a Republican. So that's what the, you know, that's what's going on there.
Well, if he's a Republican, then he's a Republican who's neutered.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, and to say something about that, Gary, because the lieutenant governor is one of the individuals who's running for governor for 2018, correct?
Yes.
That's a door.
And one of the issues is, you know, the hypocrisy, as you were pointing out, the hypocrisy that he holds meetings in a place. Where did you say he was holding certain meetings, and the media doesn't cover that?
Right. So what happened was basically I'm hearing something on the line. I don't know if that's there's like some feedback or something. Anyway, he had a he had a town hall, and basically what happened was there was a bunch of Democrat groups that got together, and they invited him to this event. And they paid money to have this event at a place called Plaza de la Raza, which means Plaza of the Race or Plaza of the Master Race, because that's what they believe. And, you know, so the Lieutenant Governor, Gavin Newsom, you know, he did not wake up one day and say, yeah, I'm going to have an event over at this place in L.A. You know, his people got phone calls or emails or whatever, and they looked at it and said, yeah, that's fine. And, you know, and then he agreed to it, and he went there. And he went there to have an event, and I get so upset about this because, number one, nobody seems to care. Nobody's really talking about this. You guys are the first ones to contact me to talk about this on a radio program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been saying as much as I can that if the roles were reversed and we had a Republican running for office and he went to a place called Plaza of the White Race to gather support, not only would it be the end of the world and the biggest news story in the country, but it would be the biggest news story in the country until he stepped down and stopped running for office. Mm-hmm. But Gavin Newsom, he is going to be the next governor unless something happens that, you know, whether he steps down or something else happens. And I say that because as it stands right now, he has 20% of the support in the primary with about 25 candidates running. And the next person has only 10%. So, I mean, he has a huge lead in this race right now. Mm-hmm. By far the most name recognition, and he's going to win so long as everything stays the way it is. And it doesn't even matter that he went and held this event at this place. It doesn't matter that our group was excluded. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't allowed to go in, even though it was an open to the public town hall with a political candidate,
which is also a violation of the Brown Act, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are open meeting laws in California. Now, the thing is, there's a few ways to look at this, and I won't get into all the details. But basically, the groups claim that it was a private event, that they could exclude whoever they wanted. But on the flyers, it said, join us for this event. And really what this event was, it was a recruiting event. They were trying to recruit people to join their clubs, and they do so by saying, look, that we got Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor. We have him speaking to our group. That's how good we are. Come join us. So the meeting was open to everybody because they wanted to get more people in their club. But once, well, they figured out who we were, and once they figured out who we were, it was no longer open to the public. It was now a private event.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the rules as we walked up.
Right, and I was studying a little bit about the Brown Act because I know that that's one of the things that you have to use quite frequently when you're going and you're recording in these meetings and the different things that you've stood up for, which is really amazing. If you haven't seen Gary's videos, you need to find him, Grindall 61 on YouTube. Amazing footage of a lot of meetings. But I was studying the Brown Act because I know that that's one of the things that you have to rely on quite a bit in order to, a lot of times, be able to record out there. And from what I understand, from what I researched from it, that that would still fall under the Brown Act, even though he hasn't been, per se, elected governor. He is lieutenant governor, and he is speaking publicly. Thus, the way that I took it, the way that I understood it, with the documents that I read, that it would have been covered under the Brown Act as well. But one of the things I wanted to point out about this Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, to let the public know, is that he used to be mayor in 2004. And when he was mayor, this is the type of individual you're thinking about voting for if you're over there in that area. While he was mayor, he had an affair with his campaign manager's wife. This was reported, by the way. I'm not making this up. He ordered his city to issue same-sex marriage licenses. He's pro-illegal immigration. He's pro-Obamacare, wants single-payer health care. He is co-C with teachers' unions. He is anti-Second Amendment. He also called for Trump to resign over that alleged statement that Trump made, and Dick Durbin's kind of dancing back on that now, on that statement. He is pro-recreational use of marijuana. He is endorsed by the California Teachers Association. He's pro-abortion. And one of the things I found odd as I was researching about this individual, Gary, is that he tweeted just a couple of hours ago, as a matter of fact, he made a comment, thank you to Libby Schiff and all California leaders standing strong against this administration's bullying, unquote. And it was in reference to President Trump enforcing the law by the deportation of illegal immigrants. And there was a news agency, and I don't have it right in front of me right this second, but there was a news agency that posted underneath that tweet asking about Libby, if she was willing, Libby Schiff, if she was willing to go to jail, because as you know, they're now saying that they are looking at possibilities of sending individuals, leadership, to jail and pressing charges against them for harboring illegal immigrants. And his response was absolutely yes. So I found that that was...
Well, Lori, the thing that I find amazingly hypocritical here is that these same individuals that were all supportive of Obama's mandates and following federal law when Obama was writing executive orders, they were all lockstep for that. But now, all of a sudden, the president they doesn't exist, and federal law doesn't exist. It's just too convenient. We'll be back right after a few words from our sponsors, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. Gary Grindall, 61, out of California.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, there's a flood down in Texas.
Little bugs keep drowning us out. Oh, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, joined with Lori Anderson and Gary out of California here. And I tell you, Gary, I really do, again, appreciate the work that you do. This is a serious, serious problem going on in California that a lot of the nation knows California has a lot of problems. But they don't really know the depth of the problems that are really going on the ground. It's really important. And, you know, I think that you're being throttled down and drowned out because you were picking up steam with your stuff was being spread. Everybody that I know knows who you are and what you do. So I don't know if these jerkweeds at YouTube and Google, if they realize, but we already know what's going on. But, you know, with these revelations that Google is throttling back all of the more conservative-ish, for lack of a better term, the conservative-ish voices and activists such as yourself, you know, I think that at some point a government-subsidized Google needs to be held to task for some of this this suppression of truth that's going on. So anyway, we've talked about La Raza, which I've had a long time problem with because, you know, they've stood against, and, you know, I try not to take a position on presidents, but of course I lean more right, and I'm supportive of many of the things that Trump does. I saw them protesting against him and so-called calling him a racist while waving the Mexican flag, screaming La Raza. I've been trying to tell people about La Raza for quite a while. This is an invasion. This is not those who stand in opposition to La Raza are not the racist. La Raza themselves are the racist. And it taking over any part of the union. I mean, we have some history of somebody in a completely different way. What happened to the South when the South tried to, you know, fall under a constitutional government and separate? Well, the union came in like crazy. But where is the union today? Where are the government officials today suppressing this insurrection, this communist invasion? This is insane. And the water rights, I understand that you have a horrible problem with what's going on there with the water rights. Can you tell us something about that?
We had a can you guys hear me?
We can.
Okay, I'm sorry, something just happened. Okay, anyway, yeah, we had the drought in California, and they spray us every day with chemtrails in the sky, and they use the drought as an opportunity to bring tyranny upon the people. And one way they did that was in the city of Los Angeles. They actually, I don't know if they still have it, but they had proactive water police that drove around to look for people who were watering when they weren't supposed to be watering. Another thing that happened was, I think it was in 2014, President Obama signed an executive order declaring the San Gabriel Mountains, which are right outside my house, as a national monument, which basically means that you can't go up there freely anymore. They're going to basically fence the area off. You got to pay to go in. They're going to subsidize, you know, children from inner cities to go in there. And really the real reason why they do things like that is because there are running springs in those mountains, and that is water that is plentiful and is basically freely flowing out of the earth. And that's water that we could use and never have to conserve, never have to worry about shortages. But the government wants control over all of those things. And so they're just doing everything they can to put control upon the population. And water is a really great way to go about that.
Yeah, and water, Gary, tyranny.
And Gary, right after our break, I want to bring up a meeting that you were in. I believe it was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah, I want to bring up that meeting after our break because I want individuals to know just how much of a hard stand you take and some of the amazing stuff that you bring out in the public. And there was other individuals also there that were standing up for the water rights and the fictitious taxation in which they want to try to tax everybody, and people were standing up, including the mayor. Was taking a stand. He called it a bait and switch, is what he called it. And I found it very refreshing to see that the mayor stood up. Another disturbing thing that I did find, though, that no one stood with him as far as on that was in there. And we'll hear about that after a couple of words from our sponsors. Hang with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of tears.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, just for a second, I need to ask you to do us a favor and please go to Pruitt's Tree Resin. And you'll find Pruitt's Tree Resin at themiraclesalve.com. That's themiraclesalve.com. 1-800-422-4716, or you can visit the store at themiraclesalve.com and let them know that we sent you. You can use your coupon code RTR for a discount, and you will be supporting this broadcast as well. We are, you guys know, those of you that listen know that I was in the Oregon standoff. I've been down for a little over a year. All of our equipment, microphones, computers, everything was seized. It's all pretty much gone. We're trying to fight to get a lot of this back. This is why we're at a little bit of a technical disadvantage. We could use your support. If you go to paypal.me/RTR Truth Media, that's paypal.me/RTR Truth Media, or of course you could call into RBN and you can ask them how to get us some support that we need as well. And as well, of course, support RBN because they give us this platform. So I'm going to turn this over to Lori. Lori, you take it away.
Absolutely. So I want to set up what you're getting ready to hear. This clip is from a meeting of the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governors, or SGVCOG, Water Committee, Water Technical Advisory Committee. It is an unelected board whose members are elected city council members and mayors who are sitting outside of their jurisdiction. So let's make this clear. They are sitting outside of their jurisdiction, joining together to make this advisory committee. And they operate as a parallel county government or what some people refer to as a shadow government. Now, Gary was at a meeting January 17, 2018, yesterday, and he gets all of this footage and then, of course, speaks at these meetings as well. The first bit of information in the clip that I want to share with you is the West Covina mayor, Mike Spence. He exposes the water shortage tax scam, and he lets them know, and to their face, tells them the board that they're pulling a bait and switch. If you would, Mike, please play that clip.
Like I said at the last meeting, the MS4 missionary running out to the community and trying to sell everything they want. You know, that if the MS4 can make it away, the tax should go away.
It's but it's also water supply. And
well, then we should not tell people who do it just for the MS4. That would be
and that's a new issue.
It's a bait and switch.
It's both. It's really both.
No, it's not. Well, then we're telling people to do different things.
No.
Because we're telling people this is MS4. MS4 committees are going to be on the committees,
right.
All that stuff. But if MS4 goes away, we're still going to keep kicking the money.
Okay. Is there any support from Mike's position? I'm sorry. I really
want to
move on.
No, that's fine. I know you want to move on. So this is so far from what we were talking about just 20 minutes ago about the MS4 committee. You know, and MS-231 and AB-1180s were all designed to deal with the MS-4 permit and the funding. And so that's why I have a problem not putting in language saying that this goes away. If the reason we're supposedly doing this goes away, so does the tax. Because it's clear from what I'm hearing, there's all kinds of other stuff.
Mike, in your heart of hearts, believe that you will be issued an MS-4 permit for which you have $0 cost responsibility. Unless you think that's a realistic possibility, I think what you're proposing is a red herring that I'm afraid is going to impair our credibility.
No, it won't be zero, but you can go back to the 2001 permit where the costs are under $1 million for a small city.
And by the way, if you want to sell this to people, that's the best way to sell it. Saying it, we're doing it because of this. If it goes away, so does the tax.
But it's not the best way. I mean,
then what's the harm putting it in there? We're not putting it in there, won't go away. If you're so sure it won't go away, why don't we put the language in?
But the Clean Water Act drives the MS4 permit. That's not going away.
Right.
Well, the Clean Water Act can change.
The Clean Water Act is driving
the Clean Water Act, which makes it an unfunded mandate.
Okay, at this point, I'm sorry. It is now 11:36, and we have many other items on our agenda to get to. If there is support for Mike's position, could you please raise your hand? Okay, seeing the closed discussion on this item, thank you very much, Mike.
No, I support my position. You said there was no support, I support my position.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's just no support. I'm sure, sorry. Okay, I
think can we get approval for this statement?
Yes, so as it's been modified,
Okay, so as you can hear, the mayor was pointing out the tax scam. And Gary also spoke. Now, I want to point out that these unelected people who are on this advisory committee, outside of their jurisdiction, limited their speeches to 1 minute. And, of course, they did that because they don't want to have something that would allow them to be able to speak freely. So I'm going to play a clip for you of what Gary said to the advisory committee last night, and then I'm going to have Gary read to you his actual statements of what he was in full, of which he was not allowed to say yesterday, of what he was going to say to them. Because I think that his message needs to be heard, and if it cannot be heard at that advisory committee, then it needs to be heard around the United States of America. If you would, Mike, please play that clip.
Okay, I'm going to start from the middle of my remarks. Taxes have exploded in California. The reason for this is because SCAG, which some of you are involved in, released its regional transportation plan in 2016, which called for $500 billion of new taxes. And you guys come to this building with no one around, and you discuss how you're going to sell the next tax to the public as if we aren't taxed enough already. California does not have a revenue problem. It has a priorities problem. We have no money, but SCAG, CARB, and WR Cog are all getting new buildings. And I am guessing that after you get this tax, you'll have your own permanent building. We have no money, but the legislature was able to pass a law that provides illegal aliens who are facing deportation taxpayer-funded attorneys. We have no money, but the state just announced that it has $1 billion lying around so that people who are illegally in this country can get taxpayer-subsidized free health care. Even though we have money for those things, we have no money for water storage. You guys are kidding, right? You think you can just throw away our money on third-world foreign invaders and then raise our taxes over and over and over again so that we actually get something we need?
Thank you, Mr.
Gelato.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Can't even finish. You guys made my point with what I was going to say originally.
So as you can hear, they cut him off. So I would like to give Gary the opportunity to be able to tell you his full statement of which he wished to get to the advisory committee. Gary, feel free to tell our listeners exactly what you wish to say and were cut off at the advisory committee.
Okay. Really quick, one thing I do want to mention also about the clip that you played previous with the mayor. That's the mayor of my city.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it sounded like that, because I have pretty good camera equipment, they turned on the air conditioning 10 minutes into their discussion, and it was very loud, so that noise you heard in the background is the air conditioning, and this is the kind of crap they do to make, you know, to make it harder for us to get them on record. So I just wanted to say that. So if you do watch my videos, they don't sound like that normally. They usually sound pretty clean, but I'll read the speech now.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it in the manner that I would have liked to have read it. From what you just heard, I read it very quickly because I knew I only had 1 minute, so I'm going to read it the way I would typically read it. And it's not that long. It's probably about 2.5 minutes.
You're fine. So, go ahead.
All right. So this is what I wanted to tell them. I don't
do
know
me a favor. Hold on a second. Do me a favor. Introduce yourself, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this audio file and I'm going to do something with this. So before you read your statement, introduce yourself real quick, subject matter, and into the speech. That way we can do a proper clip from it.
Sure. My name is Gary Galino of the Grindall 61 YouTube channel. I don't know what kind of program is being run here, but the fact is you guys are running these meetings and expect no one to show up. First off, you should all be mic'd up, and these meetings should be filmed and put online for public consumption. Secondly, there is no real area for the public to sit so they can attend these meetings. That tells me you don't expect people to be here. You know what I just described? Secret meetings. Sure, the public is allowed to be here, and we're here today, but I can tell by what I have seen the couple of times that I have visited you that the public being in attendance is a very foreign concept. I would also like to talk about this tax issue that was discussed at last month's meeting. This is outrageous. We are the highest tax state in the nation, and taxes have exploded in the last year. And I know why the taxes have exploded. Because SCAG, which some of you are involved in, released its regional transportation plan in 2016, which called for $500 billion of new taxes. And you guys come to this building with no one around, and you discuss how you're going to sell the next tax to the public as if we aren't taxed enough already. California does not have a revenue problem. It has a priorities problem. We have no money, but SCAG, CARB, and WR Cog, all unelected agencies, all got new buildings. And I am guessing that after you get this tax, you'll have your own permanent building. We have no money, but the legislature was able to pass a law that provides illegal aliens who are facing deportation taxpayer-funded attorneys. We have no money, but the state just announced that it has $1 billion lying around so that people who are illegally in this country can get taxpayer-subsidized free health care. Even though we have money for all of those things, we don't have money for water storage. You guys are kidding, right? You think you can just throw our money away on third world foreign invaders and then raise our taxes over and over and over again so that we can actually get something that we need? I resent that I have to come here at 10 o'clock in the morning to come tell you all of this. You have all been put on notice, and people are going to know what it is you are doing here in the middle of the work week while no one is watching. And that's it.
Excellent.
Well, what you just heard, folks, was it addressed to a meeting. This is RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast. And we're going to be sharing this with as many people as we can. And we ask that you do the same thing. So look to our YouTube channel. Tomorrow, we will have this up. So go ahead there, brother.
Well, that was it. I mean, that was the speech. And so, well, yeah, we got 1 minute. The reason why we got 1 minute was because, well, like I said, no one ever comes to these meetings, and we know that by the fact that there's no chairs for the public, and there's no microphones. You know, you go to any city council meeting or any kind of meeting of that nature, and they have microphones, they're all mic'd up, and you could hear them, and that's why the quality of the video was so poor, was because they're not mic'd up. I'm 30 feet away from them filming them, and they have the air conditioning on in January at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got about a dozen people to show up to this meeting, and eight of us wanted to speak, and God forbid we make them stay 8 minutes longer than they originally anticipated for this meeting. And the meeting itself would have only been about 45 minutes, but because my mayor is there, and that's why I've been going to these meetings, is because my mayor now sits on this board, because he was there giving them all this hell, the meeting went for 2 hours. So, that's another problem that they're dealing with, is they're dealing with my mayor, and they just can't stand it, because the person who was there previously, who had been there for the last 4 years, he is a direct 180 of my mayor. I mean, he's very much a, you know, Democrat, progressive, very lefty, and goes along with all of this stuff. So there was no one there from my city previously questioning all of this, and now there is somebody there questioning it, and now I'm there as well. So now they're getting it from two people. They're getting it from the mayor, and they're getting it from me. And they're not happy about that right now. So they got to put the air conditioning on at 10 o'clock in the morning in January to make sure you can't hear the videos.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, can you explain to the listeners who SCAG is and what it is that they do?
Okay, so SCAG is the Southern California Association of Governments. And one thing I want to really make a point on that I try to tell everybody, and for some reason it never seems to register with people, is when I talk about these unelected agencies, people always say, oh, well, thank God I don't live in California. This is not a California problem exclusively. If you live in the United States of America, you have one of these agencies over your life. Just because you've never heard of it doesn't mean it's not there. Because all these agencies, there was a time where I had never heard of any of them. So SCAG, the Southern California Association of Governments, they are what is called a metropolitan planning agency, and that's what they do. They do planning. So they don't actually carry out these agendas. They basically put it onto paper, and then they give it off to the state legislature. And so the last big plan that they gave to the legislature called for $540 billion of new taxes. So if you live in California and you're wondering why all these taxes have gone up in the last year, that is your answer. All of these taxes, the gas tax and everything else, they're all in this document that I have in front of me that SCAG passed in 2016. Now, just like this San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments that we've been talking about, it's the exact same kind of format. So SCAG is a big government agency. It's a massive bureaucracy, and they are the largest in the country of what they are. So they're a MPO, Metropolitan Planning Agency. They're the largest in the country. And so they're a government agency, but the they have a voting board. So basically they have all these state bureaucrats running around that are, you know, they're all planners that went to college for planning and, you know, urban planning and whatnot. And so these people do all the work, and then once a month or twice a month, depending on what the meetings are, the voting board shows up, and the voting board are locally elected city council members and mayors. And so at SCAG, their big board that they have has 79 members, and those are mayors, city councilmen, county supervisors. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, is on this board. County supervisors from LA County are on this board. Orange County supervisors are on this board. If you really want to go, and that's the one thing. There's one good positive about these kind of boards, and you know it's not much, of course. But you know, if you want to really talk to a lot of people at once, you know, typically you'd have to go to every city council to talk to every city councilman. But when you have 79 of them in front of you, you could talk to 79 people from 79 different cities all at once and just tell them whatever it is you want to tell them about your ideas or whatever it is you feel that is wrong with what's going on. So that is the one value that I see in that. So that's basically what they are. They're a big planning agency. They're planning for Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. In California, we have on the books climate change legislation. We're the only state in the country to have it. And so SCAG's job is to implement these plans that have been given to us basically by the United Nations. So, and I can actually prove that, and I have this on video. I've actually only been to SCAG one time because they're in downtown L.A., and their meetings are at 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to sit in L.A. rush hour traffic to go to SCAG, you know, go on ahead and do that. I don't really do it that much. But the one time I was there, they had like a big trophy case. And in the trophy case, there is an award for human I forgot what the exact term was, but it's something like human settlements or something. It's like global human settlements from the United Nations. They actually have an award from the UN in their case, in their building. And speaking of buildings, so they raised all, and I said this in my speech, so they, all these taxes are going up, right? Mm-hmm. And we already know in California, and it's actually on record. I have this on video that they admit that a lot of the money for our taxes, like that's supposed to go to roads or whatever, it goes to other things. You know, when they're going to give $1 billion to the illegals for free healthcare, you know, that's our tax dollars. That's money that was allocated for something else, and now it's going over to the foreigners. Mm-hmm. Well, they just passed the gas tax. They passed cap and trade taxes. And all these agencies that are involved in getting these taxes through, they're all getting brand new buildings. And so SCAG, they're about to move into a building in downtown Los Angeles. It's still under construction. I'm not sure if it's done yet. But, you know, the new buildings they're building, I mean, these are like ivory towers. They're going to be like on the 70th floor overlooking all of Southern California. And I don't have the contract in front of me because someone else that I work with actually has the physical contract. But they have the actual contract or the lease for this building because we did a records request, a FOIA request, and the rent goes up every year. And 10 years from now, they're going to be paying $2 million a year in rent. So I think it's like $160,000 a month that they're going to be paying in rent to have this new building. And that's why they raised our taxes. So these bureaucrats can have this beautiful view of Southern California while they sit in their ivory tower and sip champagne all day, mm-hmm. and make these taxes so they can impoverish us further. And as it's been in the news lately, California, although it's the wealthiest state in the nation, is also the poorest state in the nation, and that's all by design. You know, mm-hmm. which when you think about it, you know, we're run by Democrats, and the Democrat, their whole philosophy supposedly is about the little guy, the downtrodden, the undocumented, the poor person. They're supposed mm-hmm. to be against the evil 1%, but nowhere in the country is the wage gap.
That's a ruse.
Well, of course it is. Nowhere in the country is the wealth gap going more further apart than in California, with homelessness exploding. So, I mean, California, I mean, they are trying to make us into Venezuela, and they're doing a damn good job of it.
Mm. Now, do you find, how much was it that the advisory committee, how much was it in taxes that they were actually trying to implement these taxes for? What was the bottom line? Did you ever get that answer?
Well, I do have a number. What they're doing with this tax is they're claiming they want to build water storage. And back, I don't know how long ago it was. I'm pretty sure it was long before I was even here. Southern California, they built a storm drain system where all the water goes out to the ocean so that it wouldn't flood here when it rains. Mm-hmm. And so now they're like, oops, you know, we're letting all the water go to the ocean. But like I had said about the San Gabriel Mountains, there's something called primary water, which is water that comes right out of the ground. So if you ever see a river flowing, mm-hmm. you know, that's moving on its own, that is water that's coming out of the earth. So there's no such thing as a water shortage anywhere on this planet. There's always water coming out of the ground. But mm-hmm. they say that water only comes from the sky, so we have to get this water from the sky that first passes through chemtrails, and then they're going to capture it so that we can then drink this dirty, nasty water. And so what they want to do, and part of why I want to fight it so hard, is they want to have a ballot initiative next November so that we vote to tax ourselves for this water storage. Now, in California, there's a law that taxes cannot be passed without a two-thirds vote. So they need 67% of people to vote yes on this. But mm-hmm. the problem is, in the last election, there were all kinds of taxes on our ballot last election, and every single one of them went over 70%. So it probably will pass, especially if they mm-hmm. say it's for the water. To answer your question about how much it's going to be, now, this is why people like my mayor are so important, and why it's important for well-aware or well-informed citizens to go to these meetings. So had he not been there, the lady that you heard in the earlier clip, her name is Diana Mahmood. She's on the South Pasadena City Council, and she's the chair of that committee. She originally stated that the tax was going to be based on a percentage of your property value. Now, that's very important because, you know, we're in a massive real estate bubble in California. Back after the big crash, houses that were $300,000 that went down to that valley are now back up to $700,000, $800,000. So mm-hmm. if they were to do a tax based on your property value, you know, it could be $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year for this tax. Well, when she said that, my mayor called her out on that, and mm-hmm. she backed up. She's like, oh, well, that's not what it's going to be. And this is from a previous meeting. And he goes, well, you just said that. And she's like, oh, well, you must have misunderstood because I didn't mean that. And she says, it's only going to be $100 a year parcel tax. So because my mayor opened his mouth, we went from $4,000 to $5,000 a year potentially down to $100 a year. Mm-hmm. And they haven't actually written anything down yet. So because this is very – like they just started doing this process. And that's mm-hmm. also why I'm doing this, because I'm trying to kill it early.
Right. And if you would, Gary, just hang with us. Everyone, will be right back after a couple words from our sponsors. Hang with us. We have much more information to cover.
Welcome to the face. Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.